ESPN, our friend Buster Olney. Hey, Buster.
What's going on, guys? Yeah, hopefully they'll build on that last night begin to turn this thing around and get to where we all expected them to be.
And that's exactly it, right? There's been a lot of consternation here in Toronto, as you can imagine, surrounding this team's a lot of the struggling bats. Basically everybody in their lineup, save Santiago Espinal, has, I guess, kind of been below what we expected at the beginning of the year. And I think when you look at it from a national perspective, how you cover the game for ESPN, the Blue Jays and their offense in particular, the pitching notwithstanding, which has been as good as advertised, the offense has to be one of the most disappointing units in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I think the Detroit Tigers, for me, probably would be number one in terms of where they are. They basically have a winning percentage of .333. But as someone who picked the Blue Jays to win the World Series this year, it's been a shock. As someone who watched, as you guys did, that how dominant that offense was at the end of last season, it's been a shock to see them struggle this badly this year. What are they, 25th in runs so far this year? Up and down the lineup, guys are having individual struggles. I think some of it is individual. If you look at, for example, Vladimir Guerrero's chase rate, it has jumped up significantly. He swung out of the strike zone about 28% last year. That's up to 36% this year. And it's not a surprise that opposing hitters are trying to get, or pitchers are trying to get him out on pitches out of the zone because of how great he is. As Barry Bonds, during his time in the big leagues, established, look, if you're a great hitter and they will not throw you a strike, you got to take the walks. And that's his adjustment. But I also think, let's face it, some of the bets by the front office, they just haven't worked out. When you're talking about, Matt Chapman effectively replacing Marcus Semien in the infield, for him to be as poor as he has been so far offensively has been a huge disappointment. Bo Bichette with a slow start, Teoscar Hernandez with the injury. Up and down a lineup, it's a bad mix. And my colleague Paul Imbecchides generated some numbers which show that the Blue Jays, because they're so right-handed dominant in their lineup, they're on an historically high rate of unfavorable pitching matchups. So in other words, right-handed hitters against right-handed pitchers or left-handed hitters against left-handed pitchers. And that's roster construction, that they went into this year saying, we know we're really right-handed. We'll figure out a way to do that to make it work. And so far it hasn't.
Well, I know you mentioned Matt Chapman. I think Blue Jay fans would still have Matt Chapman considering his struggles versus Marcus Semien's struggles, which is monumental right now. The guy doesn't even have a home run, and we're 40 games into the season. And I feel bad for Marcus Semien because he was so great last year. But considering the things you mentioned, and last week you made headlines on our show, at least, when you teased us with a potential Juan Soto connection with the Blue Jays, but with their struggles and the what you just mentioned about their roster construction, are you hearing any rumblings of change that could potentially happen with the Toronto Blue Jays?
Well, and let's face it, we're in that season. I talked to a general manager of a team, not the Blue Jays, yesterday, who said, you get about a third of the way into the season and then you have to take an honest assessment of where you are. I made phone calls yesterday trying to get some answers on that. From Toronto folks, and what I got was not return phone calls from Blue Jays people, but people around the team, and they are wondering the same thing. Will there be some sort of a change in the coaching staff? Will there be some sort of a shakeup there? Brian Cashman, the general manager of the Yankees, does not believe in-season changes. He just thinks, look, you go in, you do all the planning in the offseason, you have your people that you invest in, that you believe in, and you stick with them. And if you veer from that, then it sends a message you don't necessarily like. There are other executives who are very different in that regard. Their feeling is, if we identify a problem, let's go address it. We saw the Kansas City Royals last week fire their hitting coach. I think is one source, recently had a conversation with a Toronto executive, said to me, look, at some point, there needs to be change. And whether that's a change in the lineup, you know, to get more left-handed. Because let's face it, Raimel Tapia has been a huge disappointment so far. Four extra base hits and 127 at-bats. Something. You need to do something. Because you just can't keep running out the same group for, you know, day after day after day and getting, you know, ugly results. And they certainly have been. Nobody would have guessed that their offense would struggle for runs in the way they have so far this year.
Our guest is ESPN MLB insider Buster Olney here on First Up. And you mentioned the Yankees, Buster. Amazing start to the season. We know what Aaron Judge has been doing. Probably the AL MVP at this point in time, but a lot of injuries creeping up. LeMahieu goes down. Aroldis Chapman goes down. Giancarlo Stanton goes down. And all of a sudden, the Donaldson, Boston Red Sox.
The Donaldson situation.
Yeah, the Donaldson situation is not ideal either. A lot of bad omens circulating with the New York Yankees right now.
You know, that's the one saving grace at this moment, I think, for the Blue Jays with their slow start is it's not too late. You know, they're seven games out in the American League East, and the Yankee team, while it's, you know, on pace to win 110 games, they've got all kinds of issues. You know, the bullpen, which has been so dominant for them this year, the other day they lost Chad Green, who has been just the absolute, you know, steady metronome for that bullpen group for years. He needs Tommy John surgery. Luis Gil, who's one of their top young minor league arms, has had some, you know, a few starts in the big leagues. He needed Tommy John surgery. He's out. Aroldis Chapman clearly has lost his mojo. You know, runs allowed in five straight games. He's been ejected, I think, from the closer role. Even after he comes back, they'll probably, you know, mix and match with him. So they've got some shakeup going on in their bullpen, which has been a, you know, steady for them. And it's interesting when Joey Gallo has certainly has not been good for them, but when he went out with a COVID-19 issue, all of a sudden, and that you saw how short their lineup is, all of a sudden you're thinking, man, Aaron Judge has to like prop up this whole group. It's pretty thin. And the Donaldson situation, you know, with the suspension and being out, COVID-19 related issue, you know, that hurts as well because it seemed like he was starting to turn the corner offensively.
Buster, when you look at the Major League Baseball standings right now, obviously, you know, you see teams like the Yankees and the Dodgers having great seasons, and, you know, the Houston Astros have been a surprise, but are you happy to see that the LA Angels, who the Blue Jays play next after a day off today, are finally relevant in Major League Baseball?
Oh, completely, because it does look like we're finally going to get, I think, what anybody, any real baseball fan has been dreaming about, and that is Mike Trout playing in October. You know, that's what it looks like. They're 27-17 so far, game behind the Astros in the American League West, and they have that great core of talent. You know, I was talking with someone yesterday who was asking the question, you know, are Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout the best 1-2 punch in baseball now, and where would they rank in baseball history? In terms of entertainment value, I don't know if they're top. Because statistically, you can make an argument that Mike Trout's start of his career is the best ever. He's probably going to end his career considered to be the greatest player of all time. And Shohei Ohtani is doing stuff we've never seen before. You know, he won the MVP last year. He hasn't been nearly as good, you know, so far this year, but he's been pretty good. And it feels like he's going to, you know, turn it around. And we know that, you know, their front office, given how well they're playing, if they have a chance to make the playoffs for only the second time in Trout's career, they'll do what they can. Mike Trout has not played in a winning postseason game in his career. Think about that.
Wow. That's crazy.
I think he's played, what, four postseason games, Trout? Which is unbelievable.
Three,
to think
I
about.
Think.
Was it three? Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And they were swept by the Orioles.
It's unbelievable.
Swept by the Orioles. Wow.
One of the greatest players of all time already, but he's not even 30.
Can you imagine if his career ended today on his resume would say, playoff baseball swept by the Orioles?
Yeah, maybe they would keep him at a Cooperstown for that. You know, they would pull the old Bonds and the Clemens situation with Mike Trout just for that alone. Quickly, Buster, we have about 30 seconds. Probably not enough time for you to really delve deep. You know what? We'll give you a minute here. Give us your thoughts on the Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson situation from this weekend.
Yeah, I thought Major League Baseball blew it. I thought Rob Manfred blew it. Step up and be a leader.
Surprise.
They should have given him, right. They should have given him more than one game. All you have to do is look at it from the perspective of Tim Anderson, right? He's playing a baseball game on Saturday, and by Sunday night, because of what Josh Donaldson did, and he said, you know, well, this is something that Tim and I joked about where I called him Jackie. It's pretty clear, while he may have been saying it, as far as Tim Anderson was concerned, it wasn't a joke, you know, the last 4 years. And so by Sunday night, you know, I heard from White Sox people that after this all happened on Saturday, you know, Tim Anderson had to address it with media. He sat out the first game of the doubleheader on Sunday. Sunday night, he's got fans chanting Jackie at him. And, you know, that word weaponized for him. Think about that. And everywhere he's going to play, not only this year, but the rest of his career, every time he goes to New York, there are going to be idiots who chant that at him. And you know what? That's just the fact that, you know, Josh and I, and whatever his intent is, the fact that he touched that off, he should get more than one game.
Well said, Buster. I think you're spot on, as per usual. And as always, we appreciate you doing this for us. Really looking forward to our conversation next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, right. Buster.
Buster Olney, ESPN MLB Insider.